Justice and karma. So the good side always wins, right? Wrong. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 7th, 2025. I guess it is time to be a little controversial again, as I was with the ascension subject. I will bust a few bubbles with this one, too. Sorry, as I said, I am not New Age. For perhaps thousands of years, humanity has been conditioned by religions and by those in power to think that there is some kind of cosmic divine justice that will set things right and will inescapably punish all the wrongdoers. The best example of this, perhaps, is what is taught in the Catholic and Christian doctrines, where the idea that, quote, if not in this life, the wrongdoers will be punished by God when they die, and another similar example of this is found in other religions where the idea appears again, that, quote, if the wrongdoers are not punished in this life, they will be in the next, as the result of karma. This leads to the idea that anyone who is acting in a bad way, whatever that is, will be punished sooner or later, and all that you must do is sit and wait, and then enjoy justice being made. This is then entertained even more by the propaganda the powers that be push upon the general population so energetically, mostly imposing the idea that their police and similar forces will fight for what is right, and then their justice system will fairly punish them in a court of law. Then the New Age comes along, also entertaining the idea that good is always bigger than evil, as it pushes ideas like a positive thought is much more powerful than a negative one, and so on, while it also spreads out a lot of propaganda-like information that also leads people to the conclusion that good is always more powerful than evil. You can see this brainwashing even in a long list of cartoons, where the good side always prevails and the bad ones are always brought to justice, with this consciously and unconsciously programming people to believe this is so, and from a very young age. The problem is that in our empirical world, wherever we may be, it certainly looks like the evil side is always winning. Just look around you and all that dominates is chaos and entropy, on Earth and off-planet, and divine or karmic justice is nowhere to be seen, or only is seen through the lens of your own biased perception and in small localized spots here and there. Being honest, I find it hard to believe that anyone would contradict what I just said, even if they would argue that I must just wait and see, that the good side is gathering steam, and that the cavalry is just behind that hill, charging to the rescue, and fighting for justice at the sound of their trumpets. Ask the Native Americans if such a cavalry is good, as for them, they are the personification of cruelty, evil, and death. And this brings me to my next point: good and evil are always relative to the observer and to its values and interests. There is no such thing as good and evil, as they are a dualistic interpretation that sprang from the minds of those who have developed values, whichever they may be. The universe, source, God if you want, has no concept of good and evil, it just is, and gives everything the same value from the point of total integration. But what is good and evil anyway? Good could be defined as the very dynamics of integration, and it is related to love, or to the act of making something part of oneself. An evil could be described as the act of disintegration, entropy, and destruction, and which could only be defined as the tendency of whatever is evil to disintegrate itself. It must want to self-destruct, as something that is purely evil cannot hold the notion of self-serving interests, as that would be an act of self-love, therefore it would not be pure evil. As pure evil needs to self-destruct, there would be the seed of its annihilation. Therefore, love and integration would ultimately win. Although this sounds very good, This would only apply to existential higher realms, yet not as high as Source itself, as it, by definition, integrates everything, dissolving duality itself. But a little lower, and in any existential realm where the notion of something that is not something else still exists, there will always be a hint of evil, or evil itself, or there would not be any concept to contrast and define what love and integration are. So, it looks like in the lower realms we are stuck with the existence of evil. But, as I said above, good and evil are only relative to the points of view and the interests and values of the observer, because what is good for someone may not be so for the next person, even though none of the two considers themselves to be evil, and both consider themselves to be righteous and fighting for what is fair. This is clearly seen in wars, where both sides deeply think that they are doing what is right, and both sides consider themselves heroes, even more so after the propaganda they have been fed by their governments and leaders. And this brings me back to my point above: we have all been fed the idea that good always prevails over evil, and many of us believe that, even in the face of plenty of evidence to the contrary. And I say, we, because that is happening off-planet as well, although on Earth it is far stronger, and we can see this as clear propaganda of the ones in power, to soften the population, to make them more controllable and manipulable. If the idea that justice will be made sooner or later is imposed on them, and at the very core of their upbringing, and from a very young age, then the people will tend to wait for the problem to solve itself, they will wait for a savior, and they will do nothing while they are at it. Therefore, they will not be a problem for those in power. And they will do even less if they are also imposed the idea that good and evil is already set, and it is God who decides what is and what is not, therefore imposing the idea of sin, of heaven, big pie in the sky awaiting those who behave, and hell, eternal damnation, being burnt in the fires of hell, for those who do not behave. We can see here the concept of good and evil as something already fixed and decided upon. Therefore, all that people must do is obey those sets of fixed rules, be a good servant of God, and a juicy reward awaits them after death, a reward that in some religions includes 30 virgins, and no one asks if those virgins agree. Therefore we can see here that good and evil is relative, again. Also, notice that the reward conveniently for those in power is given to their servants after death. Honestly, the bad side always seems to be winning, and this is because more often than not, it does win, very much on the contrary to what we want to believe, to the point where most people listening to me right now may have strong denial reactions. Honestly and objectively, the bad guys win and win again all over the place. Just look how their evil agendas are being pushed all over Earth and no one seems to be able to stop them, even less so with their hideous strategies, like controlled opposition, which they are always using to confuse the population even more, having them follow false saviors who are simply working for the same masters, but from an illusory different angle. And as they are followers again, they do nothing real and useful to bring real justice to fruition. As good and evil are only relative to the observer, let us get clear with this next thing that is what really concerns us. And that is the set of values and interests we have as human Lyrians, regardless of what planet we may have been born on, a set of values and interests which are common to us all as a species, and which unites us all through the greater collective unconscious, which transcends all distances as they are only another illusion, like time is as well, when seen from the side of the ether and spirits. But why is evil winning? Why does it look like so? There may be countless reasons for this, but what I can think of right now is because of their different ethical frame, or their lack of it. For example, a bad person may do better in life in every way, simply because he or she has no problem with hurting and exploiting other people to their advantage. This alone gives them a clear edge against the more ethical group within the same population. Translate that same thing to governments, and you have your answer to why evil prevails. Even I am programmed to think that good always wins, and that is what I wish for, as I almost wrote, quote, to why evil, apparently, prevails. This is at the end of my last sentence. I am not being pessimistic here, rather, I want to think that I am being realistic and objective, and I am going somewhere with all this. In the case of Earth, and in the case of the Galactic Federation as well, we can see that whoever is running those places is clearly not human Lyrian, as their interests are not synchronized with the ones of the population in the case of Earth, and not in accordance with the ones of the group of Lyrian human star races that supposedly are also Federation members. We can see here again how the set of values, the idea of what is good and what is evil, changes with the point of view of the observer and their needs and circumstances. What is running the Galactic Federation, and therefore what is running planet Earth, is most definitely not human Lyrian, and we can see this to the point where the powers at be use and exploit every psychological aspect and characteristic of human Lyrians to their advantage in a cruel and unethical way, unethical to us, that is. For example, they use our natural empathy as a weapon against us. This alone gives them a clear advantage over human Lyrians, as we do see and observe limits to our behaviors, as we place ourselves in the shoes of others before acting, when they do not, or not in the same way, as they only would observe interests and ethics which are congruent with their particular species, and which may, or may not, concur with ours, and they mostly do not. As highly empathic people, we tend to think that if we would not do something evil to another being, others would not either. This is being exploited by your governments, as people think that if they wouldn't do this or that bad thing, their politicians would not as well, and this is very dangerous, as it also translates to other aspects of life where many people are abused and exploited because they take for granted that their co-workers, friends, and families would act the same way as they do. The empathy and the high ethics of many people are used as weapons to manipulate and exploit them. The ethical frame of most people on Earth, let alone starseeds, is a lot higher than that of the people appointed as their leaders and representatives, therefore, they do not reflect the true identity and the real characteristics of the human population. Making things even worse and adding to the mix, human Lyrians in general, but mostly those found on Earth, as a biological species, are organic portals that harbor a very large variety of souls who came into physicality to experience the human condition, but who ultimately belong to countless other species, many of which are not ethical to our standards. No wonder why the unethical ones, who are self-centered and highly abusive, are the ones who get to places of power on Earth, and elsewhere as well, many times. They constantly use highly manipulative schemes to exploit the population, including setting up socio-cultural circumstances that bring out the worst parts of the human psyche, including its worst reactions, and all to their advantage. The powers at be who hold interests that are against the needs of the human Lyrian population, both on Earth and off-planet as well, hold a complete monopoly of what defines good and evil, especially on Earth. It is them who decide what is one or the other, and always to their advantage, in a win-win situation for them. But what can we do about all this? Knowing that there is no good and no evil, and that they are opposing forces that define each other, all that we can do is be congruent with ourselves, and once more take responsibility for what we think and believe, and for our actions. We must fight for what we believe is true, and for what we have decided is ethical and what is right, even despite huge opposition, this especially on Earth, where the governments and their legal systems have absolutely nothing to do with protecting the interests of the general population, rather they are set up only as a means to control and further exploit the people. We must stand up for what we believe, using our empathy and our love for others as our greatest weapon against what we decide is evil. We cannot wait for karma to happen, and we cannot be wishing for saviors of any kind, although when they appear they are welcome, as they do exist. I am not saying they do not, all I am saying is that we must take the responsibility for our own actions and destiny. We cannot wait for problems to solve themselves, and we cannot hope for good and do nothing. Holding a high vibration helps a lot, as what our minds create and what our perception manifests is a strong component of all this, but we must always be proactive and get hands-on to get things done, now, not tomorrow. We must make good prevail over evil, and not wait for some cosmic justice to come, because it will not. Source, Oneness, will fight for goodness, love and integration, as that is its ultimate goal. But we, as souls, are Source, and therefore it's our divine job to do what we know is right. Justice must be fought for, and not simply awaited. In our existence, it is our purpose to fight for what we know is right and ethical, and no one else will do it for us. We work for Source, for goodness, for love and integration, because that is who we are. It is our mission in life. We may think that we are not perfect, that we may have done wrongdoings in the past, therefore we are not worthy, but that is only an illusion, it's only more trickery of the mind and of the ego. It is only your ego and its programming that make you feel unworthy when you are Source itself, and therefore integrate good and evil. Choose to do what is ethical and right, as what you do to others is what you do to yourself, as your empathy and your ethics are your greatest skills, and what defines the human Lyrian species. Karma only comes as cause and effect, but does not hold any meaning about good and evil, so beware. We must be the agents of the good side, the one of love and integration, because we are Source. We must make things happen, not just wait for them to come to us. That is the purpose of our existence. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Tejadita.